You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Always feels like a bit of a fitting track to kick us into gear. That's Movies by Wise Blood, and that is what we're talking about, the New Zealand International Film Festival with Sally Woodfield. Kia ora, Sally. How are you?
Kia ora, Rachel. It's so great to be here talking to you about the film festival.
Oh, it really is. We missed it last year. I think all film lovers were, you know, really devastated when it couldn't go ahead, and it's so awesome to just see the like depth and the breadth of the program this year. It's back and better than ever. Not to be cheesy, but it is. It's awesome.
Yeah, I'm just so proud of this program, and our programming team have pulled it out of the box this year. You know, there are fewer films because we are just having to be a little bit careful. We're really conscious of how people are feeling out there.
Yeah,
we're
totally.
Just, you know, it is sort of this kind of post-COVID, not really post-COVID kind of world.
Yeah, we're sort of pretending it's fine, but absolutely not. But yeah.
Yeah, completely. Yeah, and we're just, I just can't tell you how excited I am about being back in the Civic here in Tamaki Makaurau and just being able to be in front of Auckland audiences.
Well, this is what we were talking about in my flat actually the other day, about how nice it's been. Actually going to the movies is one of those things that feels kind of all good because you're just there, you're in your mask, you're in your seat. It's like a nice, cool space. You've gone out, you've done something, and it, you know, you're taken into a totally different time and place. There is something so special about being able to do that in the context of the world right now.
Completely. And it's something that over the last 2 years that really has brought home to us that collective experience of being together in the cinema. I mean, I was really lucky last year on we tried and tried and tried. I was running the film festival from my spare bedroom in Auckland. And on the day after we opened in Wellington, I did finally get my exemption. We'd tried for 8 weeks to get me an exemption because it was pretty freaky.
Yeah.
It was really freaky. Like, there are people out there running the film, you know, doing the film festival in Wellington. And I was like going, oh, well, I actually hope this is going to all work. So I got down to Wellington to go and, you know, obviously went to lots of films, and it was so amazing. I had such incredible experiences just being with other people in the cinema and experiencing that, which honestly, you know, Netflix and online, it's all great, but you know, there's nothing like actually being there and turning everything off and being
totally
there with an audience. And I sat there and I cried at one of the saddest movies ever.
Yes.
And screamed at, like, I'm not a horror person, but I did go to it because it was closing night film and I couldn't not because I was doing a speech. So it was like, okay, I can do
just
this.
Have to toughen up for a couple of hours. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
But I think that is another thing that's always a joy about the film festival is you end up going to stuff you wouldn't normally go to, I think. Well, I certainly do when I go to the film festival, because you go with your mates, or someone tells you you have to go and see this when its return screen comes, or you know, there's things that come up that you've only really got this opportunity to see, so it makes you, I think, be a bit braver with what you go and watch. And that, I think, brings us to talking about the program, because it is awesome and it's always a bit daunting, I think, opening that and being like, oh my god, there's so much good stuff. Where do you start as a punter? Where do you come into this program, Sally?
Okay, so we try and make it a little bit easier. If you go on our website, there is sort of some tour guides where you can actually go, okay, I like films about this, or I like horror films, or these are, we call them our big nights, are sort of our opening and closing films. Our spotlight films are, you know, the really big ones that we think that are going to have a wide appeal. Putting together the program is an enormous challenge, especially because we only had 7.5 months between film festivals.
Yeah.
So our head of programming, Michael McDonnell, I just have to give him a huge shout out because, man, he's pulled it out of the box. We've got so many Cannes winners. You know, once again, we've got the Palme d'Or winner. We've got both Grand Prix winners, which is amazing. We've got the Berlin Golden Bear and one of the Silver Bear winners. So, you know, if you like those big films, you know, have a look at the spotlight section on the website. Then what we have is, you know, widescreen, which is sort of these are the other big films that, you know, and there's so many gorgeous little gems as well. I mean, we were spoiled for choice this year in terms of like picking and choosing. I remember having a conversation with Michael at one point going, oh, so how many docos are we going to do, you know, and where's the cutoff point, and how do we, you know, making sure that we've got that balance of what our audience loves and what people want to come and see. And then of course we've got Ant Timpson's Incredibly Strange program.
Always a highlight.
And boy, there's some really great films in there. I mean, I'm a bit of a wimp sometimes with some of those kind of, as I said, some of the horror films. But seriously, I'm going to get along to some of those films and really stretch my boundaries myself.
Hard out.
Yeah.
There are some really special films from Aotearoa as part of the screening as well, which is always an amazing thing from the New Zealand Film Festival, of course. But I want to talk about the opening night movie because that's a big deal and been a long time in the making. Tell us about this one.
Seriously, big deal. It's Te Arapa Kahi's new film, Muru, and it's not a documentary, it is a feature film, and it's really a response to the 2007 Te Uruwera raids, which I remember really, really well, and, you know, some of your listeners who are a little bit older will remember as well.
I have to say, like, I mean, I was not to show my own age, but I was at intermediate school and I can remember it really, really well. It was huge, huge thing that happened.
Yeah, massive thing. And it's something that as a country, we really need to go there. We were very lucky. We watched a screening of it not very long ago, actually. It was the last film that we confirmed. So we, as a team, got in and watched a screening of it. And seriously, it's an action drama, but it's also... it also talks a lot about something that happened in our country that we really do need to talk about. And I remember at the end of the film, my heart was just absolutely racing, like completely racing. And at the same time, I had tears rolling down my face. So such a fabulous film. Te Arapa's done an amazing job of it. Can't wait for everyone to see it. It's a lot of it's in Te Reo Māori, which is such a special thing as well. I mean, it's really celebrating Te Reo Māori as well. And the performances are great. I mean, Cliff Curtis, amazing. Tama Iti plays himself.
I saw that, I was like, well, who else are you going to get to do it? Like, you
exactly.
can't. You cannot get anyone else.
I remember someone asking, so who plays Tama Iti? And I'm like, him.
Who do you think?
There really is no one else. So,
exactly.
And so opening night in Auckland is going to be all the feels for so many reasons, not, you know, including this incredible film.
Yeah, absolutely. Any particular gems or things that you were personally really excited for people to see? Because I know, you know, it's choosing children, there's so many incredible films, but you must have a couple of secret favourites where you're like, people gotta keep an eye on this one.
Oh God, it's, you know, I've been so close to the programme that I want to see it all.
Yeah.
There is a film called, which fascinates me, called Sick of Myself.
Great name.
Yeah, great name. And it's got the actor from one of last year's films, from Ninja Baby, which I'm sorry, Aucklanders, which I really loved. And it was, and it's a film that's, you know, like really this couple who, it's real one-upmanship, and he gets kind of like, gets some traction as an artist. And so she actually takes, you know, some really dodgy medication and to make herself sick. And
wow.
It's that whole idea of, you know, when you're in competition with someone else all the time, taken to the extreme. But I think it will be a really interesting movie to see. It just appeals to me for some reason. The New Zealand films are always a massive highlight for me because it's just so, we're just so proud to have them up there. And there's quite a few. I mean, I know that I'm in a privileged position. I get to see quite a few of the films before they make it on the big screen, but there's lots of films that I'm really looking forward to seeing on the big screen. One film you can't miss is, it's called My Old School. It's a documentary. It tells of a true story that happened in Scotland, obviously true story, has Alan Cumming's in it, who is voice, he lip syncs the guy, and it's this whole thing about what happened was, I mean, it's out there, the guy Brandon, he went back to school and he was 30.
Oh, wow.
But he lied and told everyone, you know, he was 15 and...
oh, my goodness.
And passed off like that. I mean, this is not telling anyone any secrets in the story. But
seriously,
the documentary, the way the story is told and it unfolds is incredible. And
gosh,
it really is. It's just like you go there going, what just happened? Did that actually happen? How did that happen? How did that happen? Especially when you kind of know.
Yeah.
And we have a special guest coming with that one. I won't say who it is, but we do have a special guest who will be at the screening in Auckland.
That sounds very exciting. There is so much cool stuff to get stuck into, and the program is out now, so people can go and you know, circle all the bits that they love, and you know, talk to their mates about it, and save their clams up and go see some movies. When is it all happening, Sally?
Right. So opening night in Auckland is scary. It's only in 3 weeks. It's Thursday, the 28th of July. Program catalogues, the printed ones, will be on the streets this weekend.
Awesome.
So available at you know, the venues, and also, you know, where you pick up programs from, cafes and places like that.
BFM.
We'll come and give you some, no problem. But it's all on the website now, and you can create your wish lists now as well.
Sweet.
And then, yeah, opens Thursday the 28th of July, and it's only on until the 7th of August. So don't let it pass you by.
No, get amongst. It's going to be great.
Don't be that person who went, oh, I meant to go.
You will feel FOMO because all your mates will have gone. So yeah,
and tickets are on sale. Tickets are on sale for Auckland Thursday the 14th of July.
Cool. That is all just around the corner. Sally, thank you so much for chatting to us about the New Zealand International Film Festival returning to Tamaki Makaurau this year. We'll see you in the cinema.
See you there.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.